A Lightning of Hope, an English audiobook written and spoken by Julia Blasek, Lisa Maria Dippel, Barbara Gromm, Lisa Heigl, Robin Hoover, Dominik Mazurik, Leonard Pielmeier, Franziska Plötz, Alexander Seifert, Daniela Spranger and Andreas Weiss.
Stinky, get out of my feet!
Cried Lightning.
I'm sorry, Lightning. I was just searching for my nuts.
Answered Stinky. Stinky was a black and white shaped skunk with a favor for nuts, even if they made him fart like a fool. Lightning, who was a black pony with a white blazed head, was annoyed. He was the biggest animal on the small farm they were all living on, a small farm near Chicago. Beside Lightning and Stinky, there were also Sheila, the farmer's cat, Ross, a sometimes appearing eagle, and some more pigs and cows living on the farm. It was quite an idyllic life. The farmer, called Rye, was a good man who cared about his animals like a father. He really loved his friends. Life was good on Sunshine Hope Farm. Every day at 6 o'clock in the morning, the farmer woke up because Sheila purred.
Meow.
He fed her and went out to take care of the rest of his animals. They were glad to see the farmer enjoying his life with them. Every afternoon, a green van came to the farm. The man who drove the car wore a white coat and sneaky-looking glasses. But the farmer seemed to like him, so his animals did as well, even if they didn't know who he was or what he wanted. But life had changed since last autumn. With the leaves falling down, the farmer seemed to get less happy, rather depressive. The animals recognized that his smiles were full of despair. He seemed tired all day, and at least he didn't even get out to feed his friends. Instead of him, the man in the white coat appeared. He said,
"Hi, I'm Dr. Grouch. The farmer is ill. I'll take care of you until he's healthy again. Here's your feed."
He smiled, but not in a familiar way, not like the farmer did. His greedy eyes, widely opened, he filled Lightning's feeding through. He gave Stinky some nuts and opened a weird-smelling box of fish for Sheila. The animals were suspicious, but in the end, they ate the feed because they were really hungry. But as they should recognize later, would that decision change their lives completely? The next day, all the animals woke up because of an enormous noise.
"Is everyone okay?"
demanded Lightning.
"Oh, for Christ's sake, what a smell! Stinky, where are you?"
"I'm here,"
answered Stinky. He was lying under a bunch of wooden boards, which had been his wooden hut.
"How come that your hut broke down? Meow,"
questioned Sheila, who was coming out of the house.
"I'm not sure. I just farted as usual, but this time it was much heavier and made that brutal vibration. And now, as you can see, I farted my hut to the ground,"
whispered Stinky.
"The fact that your farts smell like hell isn't new, but to smash down your hut is fascinating,"
said a voice from behind. It was Ross, the majestic eagle who visited the farm from time to time.
"It's not only Stinky who has achieved new powers. My view has been sharpened overnight, and the mouse I was hunting was kinda shocked when she didn't move a step. So it was a challenge to catch her. Even rather boring, but at least something to eat,"
explained Ross.
"Fascinating,"
added Sheila.
"This morning, I played with my favorite ball of wool and cut it into several pieces. Meow. That made me really grumpy. And when I poured for my feet, the white-coated man jumped up and ran away just as if Stinky farted. Meow. What has happened?"
The animals found out that they had achieved new abilities, but they couldn't explain why. Sheila can cut everything with her razor-sharp claws, and her purring was unbearable. Ross is able to fix somebody with his glance, and Stinky can cause earthquakes with his weapon called butt. Lightning hasn't changed, so far. The animals wondered how this could happen. What has changed their life so drastically? Stinky said,
"Could you imagine that my farts could have caused a genetic manipulation?"
"Stinky, You're a fool. How should a fart make my claws sharper? Meow.
Answered Sheila.
I think it's because of the radiation emitted by the nuclear plant some kilometers away from here.
Added Ross.
But why should that radiation only affect us? Or have you seen that other animals got superpowers?
Countered Lightning. Our friends discussed a lot but couldn't find a solution for that mysterious change. Some days later, the wind was blowing strong. The green van appeared again. The man looked over the fence into the farm and saw the animals chilling their lives. He was shocked.
Blimey, how come that they are alive? They should have died due my poisoned feet,
cried Dr. Grouch.
So it was you,
shouted Lightning.
What a forest garden! Who said that?
Asked Dr. Grouch, frightened.
It's me, Lightning.
That's not possible. Animals can't talk.
As you see, we can. And you wanted to kill us. I accuse you of being responsible for the farmer's bad physical shape. Run. Run as if Stinky farted, or I swear I will revenge Farmer Rye.
His voice got louder and more aggressive, but the villain just laughed.
What should a pony like you do to me?
With these words, Lightning lost his temper. May God know why, but in this moment a pink shining and silver glittering horn grew out of his forehead. Now Lightning chased Dr. Grouch, but he managed to escape in his green van. Lightning returned to the others and proudly presented his 20-centimeter long horn. Lightning had changed from a pony into a majestic unicorn.
Wow, Lightning! Your horn is amazing! How come?
Asked Sheila. And he told his friends that nothing but the truth was Dr. Grouch wanted to poison them as he gave them their feet, and that he was responsible for the farmer's bad health. After discussing for a while what to do in a situation like that, Lightning calmed down a bit and his horn got smaller again until it completely disappeared. Sheila suggested using her new abilities in order to talk to the farmer directly, and so it happened. Sheila managed to open the door and our friends entered the farmer's bedroom. They saw him, lying in his bed, coughing and whispering and not even quite recognizing that four animals were in his bedroom.
Margaret, is it you?
Asked the hallucinating farmer. Margaret was his dead wife, who he had loved so dearly. But she died in a car accident, and Rye missed her badly.
It's me, Sheila. Meow. I'm your cat. And those are your other animals. The sneaky doctor wanted to poison us. But instead of dying, we got superpowers, and now we want to help you. Meow. Where can we find him?
I must be dreaming, but okay, funny cat, I will tell you where my friend Grouch lives. He lives in 36B, 2nd Street, Chicago.
With these words, the farmer closed his eyes and fell asleep again. But our heroes knew what to do now.
I'll see how to get into town. Whether or not, the path is long and tricky. Let's meet tomorrow at 5 in the morning, when it's still dark, and I will guide you to town.
Suggested Ross.
But be aware, I don't want you to be harmed.
Added Stinky.
That's a good idea. Thanks, Ross. So we got a plan. 5 o'clock in front of the farm.
Summarized Lightning.
I'm afraid of going to town. You know what happens if I got afraid.
Asked Stinky.
Stinky, my friend. In your eyes, I see the same fear that would take the heart of me. And a day may come when the courage of animals fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship. But it is not this day. An hour of sneaky doctors and farting skunks, when the age of farmers comes crashing down. But it is not this day. This day we fight. By all that you hold dear, on that good farm, I bid you stand, animals of the farm. Show courage for our friend.
After this hyper-motivating speech, our friends started their adventure full of hope, good willings and courage. At the same time at another place.
How come that those animals have survived my poison attack? They should be dead, but instead of dying, they got superpower now? Fascinating, really fascinating. But if I don't stop them, they could get dangerous for me and cross my plan. In this case, I bought the farms around for nothing. I need the space to build my new chemistry of evil things or animals incorporated. This company will make me richer than Hannah Montana. Well, if that's the case, I need to call my best lackey, the Chinese butcher. I will just call him right now.
Hello, Mr. Grouch. What's the matter?
Hey, Peng Xiaohe. Are you alright? I got a job for you. You have to eliminate somebody from me.
Of course, Mr. Grouch. You just have to tell me whom.
A group of 4 very intelligent, superpowered, and courageous farm animals.
Are you kidding me? Farm animals? I don't understand why.
Just do it. You'll get paid the double price.
Okay, I'll do the job. I'm going to search them right now. Goodbye, Mr. Clouch.
Back at the farm, 5 a.m.
Where is Ross? I can't see him anywhere.
Said Lightning.
Maybe he has been shot down by a hunter, or he was shredded by a plane. Oh my god, poor Ross.
Whimpered Stinky.
Ah, Stinky, don't be a fool. Meow. If he doesn't appear, he has let us down.
Added Sheila.
If we want to help our friend, the farmer, we need to force a union. And in a union, we trust each other. Ross told us to wait here for him. I'm sure he will come.
Countered Lightning.
Who has asked for a guide?
Said a voice from above. It was Ross, who has finally appeared.
I've scouted the entire way, except of some places where we need to be extremely careful, there should not be any problems. Chicago is about 20 kilometers away. For the first 6 kilometers, we can follow a path through a forest. Nobody should see us there. From then on, you will walk in the river, so that we can dive and hide if anyone appears. Then the river ends, and we have to walk through a field of corn. But it's not a normal field. People say a mysterious and never seen figure causes trouble in there. Everybody who has walked in there has been hit by corn cobs. But it's not the only way to get to town silently. From the cornfield to Chicago, there are only some kilometers left. We just have to walk across some grass, and that's it.
But Lightning, aren't you afraid of the maze monster? I'm really scared. I'm not as brave as you.
Said Stinky.
But Stinky, of course I'm afraid. But braveness doesn't mean being fearless. It means challenging your fear.
Taught Lightning.
Oh, Lightning, you are my hero. Okay, let's go. But you go first.
Replied Stinky. With new courage and full of ambitions, they started their adventure to save the farmer. The first part of their journey passed without any trouble. On the way through the forest, they saw some other animals, but nothing that could cause problems. But suddenly, the ground moved.
What was that? Is everybody okay?
Asked Lightning. Our friends finally reached the river. Sheila and Stinky jumped onto Lightning's back and he started to stamp along in the water. After a while, they heard an unknown sound. A dark and scary shadow swam around their feet.
Stinky, I warn you. If you fart on my back, I will kill you. Just stay calm. And let me handle this,
shouted Lightning. The shadow had turned into a green and dirty, aggressive-looking crocodile. It shouted,
"You shall not pass.
Get out of my way, or I have to fight against you."
With these words, Lightning extended his shiny magic horn and shot a laser beam at the crocodile, which was immediately beamed away.
Wow, Lightning, I have to admit that your pyro is amazing.
Said Sheila.
But now we have to move on.
After leaving the river, they stood in front of the mysterious maize field. but they had no other chance to get to town, so they went in. Carefully, they searched their way through the field, always paying attention on not to be hit by the mystic maize cobs. They walked and walked and walked. And as they had reached the end of the field and could already see Chicago, they were relieved. Pow! Stinky was suddenly hit by a cob.
Run, you fools, run! It's the corn monster!
Cried Ross. As Ross told them, the animals started to run as fast as they could. Stinky wasn't that fast. Surprise. So Lightning turned around, picked him up, and ran away with a breakneck speed. Some moments later, they felt safe again. Chicago could already be seen, and they thought they had already reached their goal. They headed for the town. But after a short moment of silence, the sky turned dark, and as they looked up, a big black hovercraft was flying over them. It stopped in front of them, and a little, fat, mysterious man jumped out of its cockpit. He yelled,
"My name is Ping Zhao He, and I am here to hunt some animals. Wow, a cat! Nom nom nom!"
"What do you want from me? Meow!"
hissed Sheila.
"Oh, you stupid cat! Since I have seen you for the first time, I knew what I want to do with you. Muhahaha! I will prepare you for my new special cat recipe. You are going to taste very delicious."
Suddenly, Peng Xiaohe jumped off his hovercraft and tried to catch Sheila's bushy tail.
Meow!
Still, she was too fast for him. The little fat Chinese started to run after her. He failed because of a stone, which he had overlooked in the knee-high grass. One of his feet got stuck on, and so Peng Xiaohe tumbled to the hog ground. But his fat belly pushed him back like a space hopper, so the little Chinese stood on his feet again. The four friends broke into laughter as they saw this. Peng Xiaohe shouted angrily,
"I will catch you all, and then I will eat you. The laughter will soon pass to you."
He took out his gun, shooting cat shells, and hunted Stinky because he was the slowest one. Stinky panicked and wanted to fart, but unfortunately, he couldn't. Peng Xiaohe shot a grit and caught the skunk with it. Sheila, Ross, and Lightning were shocked, and for some seconds, they stood there like stones.
"Help me, help me!"
cried Stinky out of the catch-all.
"Mwahahaha! I will defeat you all!"
yelled the Chinese man. At this moment, Lightning released himself from his rigid and began to gallop towards the little fat hunter. While the pony was running, he transformed into the majestic unicorn. With his 20-centimeter long horn, Lightning stabbed Peng Xiaohe's butt and threw him through the air. He looked like a fat bird going to crash the hard bottom. As the Chinese hit the ground, he felt strange and was dizzy. Ross made use of the opportunity and said to Stinky,
"Be aware of my glance. I will help you. Go to one side of the catch-all so that I can laser it."
"Thanks, my hero."
As Stinky was free again, he went to Peng Xiaohe and pooped a horrible-smelling fart right into his face. The ground began to vibrate like an earthquake and the Chinese man fainted.
"Ooh, Stinky! This was the best and most horrible-smelling fart you've ever made!"
Meow!
The three friends said excited.
"Okay, now, we have to go on walking, because it is still a long way to Chicago,"
shouted Ross from above.
"But look, Res, it will be dark soon, so we should search for a place where we can sleep. Meow!"
demanded Sheila, and everyone agreed with her. The four friends looked around and recognized a little forest 500 meters away.
"Let's go there, it looks safe,"
the pony suggested. Ross, Sheila and Stinky consented and the animals walked towards the forest. Soon they found a lovely place which served as a shelter for the four friends during the night. They said goodnight to each other.
"Good night!"
and suddenly fell asleep. Meanwhile, Peng Xiaohe woke up and asked himself where he was. Some minutes later, he noticed that the farm animals had escaped.
They managed to escape? I can't believe it! This never happened to me before! I have always been the king of hunting! Unbelievable! I am the best!
With these words, the little fat Chinese got back on his hovercraft and flew away. Sometime later, at another place, Peng Xiaohe landed with his hovercraft on the roof of Mr. Grouch's house. He was already waiting for him.
How was it going, Peng Xiaohe?
Oh, Mr. Grouch, look at me. Do I look like it was going good? These animals, all monsters. One of it, I think it was a transformed pony, stepped into my path and threw me through the air. This was not enjoyable. Every bone of my body is hurting now.
Stop talking. I'm not interested in your feelings. I thought you were the best one for this job. And now these stupid, annoying farm bastards are still alive? Do I have to make everything alone here?
Dr. Grouch shouted angrily.
Tell me where you found them. Then I will find them on my own.
Peng Xiaohe interrupted the doctor.
Stop. I want to help you. This is my revenge. Together, we can manage to kill them. Then I am happy, and you can set up your chemistry of evil things or animals in corporation.
Okay, I agree with you. Together it will be easier to hunt the superpower bastards. But now we have to go to bed, so that we are strong enough to finish our plan tomorrow.
You're right, Mr. Grouch. See you tomorrow. Evil night, Mr. Grouch.
Evil night, Peng Xiaohe.
Said the doctor by giving a high five to his friend. Back to the forest, 5 o'clock in the morning. Sheila woke up by hearing some leaves rustling. She looked up and saw that Ross was already awake. Some minutes later, all the other animals woke up too, because the sun was shining garishly and everybody was hungry.
Oh gosh, I'm so hungry. I think I'm dying.
Stinky screamed. He bent himself on the ground to show how serious his situation was.
Come on, Stinky. It's all right. Don't be such a drama queen.
Lightning demanded. Ross, who had been in the air all the time to check out if there was something to eat, screamed.
Hey guys, we're quite close to Chicago. There are about 2 or 3 kilometers left.
Good news, Ross, but I need something to eat, otherwise I will starve.
Stinky screeched. He was still lying on the ground.
All right, Stinky, I'll watch out for some food.
The eagle said. After Ross had flown away in order to search for some food for Drama Queen Stinky and the others, a terrible smell destroyed the fresh forest air.
Stinky, can't you be calm and just wait for Ross to come back? Meow,
ordered Sheila.
It's not my fault. I'm so hungry that I'm already sick.
Stinky, you're so impatient. He just left us 2 minutes ago. Meow.
Yeah, but for me, it feels like 200 years have already passed.
Replied Stinky in his cutest voice and with a facial expression that would make everybody melt away.
Oh, poor Stinky, don't worry. Ross will come back soon. Maybe we should play a game so you'll stop thinking about food all the time.
Suggested Lightning in a fatherly voice.
I would love to play hide and seek. It's my favorite game ever.
Shouted Stinky excited.
Okay, let's go. But we should be careful and don't go too far away. We don't know this area and it may be dangerous.
Yeah, of course. I will be the first one to count.
Answered Stinky while rolling his eyes. While Sheila and Lightning tried to find a perfect place to hide, Stinky closed his eyes and started to count till 20. After he had finished counting, he ran and ran and ran, deep into the forest without noticing it.
I'm the master of hide and seek. I'm going to find you.
Stinky shouted out proudly. Suddenly he heard a silent rustling and an anxious whisper behind a green bush. Stinky thought this would be Sheila and Lightning, so he wanted to sneak off to this bush in order to frighten them. He jumped behind the bush, and the only thing you could hear was an enormous pow. At the same time, at another place. Lightning and Sheila curiously come through the forest. After they'd crossed the pale blue, shining and sparkling river, they got to a big old abandoned house. As they opened its door, they heard Stinky's alarm signal.
Oh gosh, meow! It's Stinky again! He might be in danger!
Sheila said in a worried voice.
We have to run to him immediately! He needs our help!
Lightning emphasized. Without thinking about anything else, they started to run. Back to Stinky. Stinky lay on the ground, totally shocked of what he saw in front of him. A not less shocked little wounded deer. They just looked at each other for a while. Stinky couldn't stop farting because of this trauma, and the color of his face changed into an alarming green.
Okay, it's enough now. I can't stand it anymore.
Stinky opened his mouth in order to say something, but he couldn't say a word since his heart had to calm down at first. At this moment, Sheila and Lightning arrived.
What happened? Meow. Stinky, are you okay?
Questioned Sheila out of breath in a maternal voice.
It doesn't seem so, does it?
Answered Stinky in a snappish way.
Catch your breath, Stinky. And then tell us what happened.
Lightning said.
I've heard some noises behind this bush, and I thought this could be you and Sheila, until I saw this crazy thing there.
Stop talking like a fool. I've also got a name. I'm Shelley. And you're really not acting like a gentleman right now. Instead of helping me with my wounded knee, you're poisoning the air, and it doesn't smell like thousand roses.
Said Shelley with a shaking of the head. While Sheila was running towards Shelley, there was a dramatical boom.
Oh my god, what is happening right now? That's too much excitement for my little heart!
Sheila shouted while turning around.
Res? What are you doing here? Meow! And why are you lying on the dirty ground?
I don't know, but suddenly a massive cloud filled with stinky smell appeared, and I lost control over my wings. And now, here I am.
Everybody was looking at Stinky with an expression of reproach, but he just asked.
Do you at least have my food with you?
Hello? I'm still here as well, you know.
Shelley interrupted urgently.
Shh! Don't bother us when we're talking about my nuts. My nuts!
Ordered Stinky, big-headed to Shelley.
Stinky, there is also something more important than your nuts. Don't be that egoistic.
Ross said.
And what, for example?
Because of his anger, Ross threw the collected nuts towards Stinky and as far as possible away from Stinky.
You're such an idiot, Ross. How dare you throw away my nuts?
Complained Stinky while he was running in a breakneck speed towards his food. Ross shook his head and went to Shelley.
Oh gosh, tell us what happened, Shelley.
Asked Ross while the others surrounded Shelley.
At first, everything was okay. I had a nice time with my friends. But on the way back home, suddenly somebody shot towards me, and now my knee is wounded and won't stop bleeding.
Sniffed Shelley. Ross wanted to comfort Shelley, so he carefully stroked over her knee and put his wing on it for a few seconds. After he had taken it away, there was a big surprise.
Look at my knee! It is healed now! How did you do this? It seems to be magic!
Shouted Shelley, drunk with happiness.
I don't know. My grandmother had the ability to heal others, but it was the first time that it worked when I tried.
Ross said.
Well, I don't care how you did it, but I'm so thankful for it. Unfortunately, I have to hurry up because my parents are already waiting and probably worrying about me. But before I leave, I want to give you something back too. Take it and look after it well. I'm sure it will help you one day.
She said in a busy way. Shelley gave Ross a little sparkling box with an unbroken seal on it. While the others were still staring at the box, Shelley had already gone. Our friends were trying to unlock their present, but it was hopeless. Stinky was still searching for his nuts while the others tried to open the sealed box. They shook it, smashed it on the ground, but nothing happened. They walked out of the abandoned house, away from the gas cloud Stinky had left. But instead of following the others, Stinky stayed inside, eating the few nuts in the stench, ravenous as he was. Ross and Lightning lost interest in the small box and rested in the shadow of a tree, while Sheila continued scratching at the seal.
"This will open soon. I know it. Meow,"
she muttered.
"Ooh."
Sheila leaped back as the box finally opened. Ross and Lightning, who had been dozing, also jumped up at the strange sound. As the seal had broken under Sheila's constant clawing, the hinged lid had burst open by spring tension. Something shiny fell to the ground. Sheila cautiously approached, her paws barely brushing over the grass. It was a necklace, a dainty golden chain holding a likewise golden pendant. On the flat, round pendant was a cat, formed out of tiny black gems.
"It's beautiful! Meow. I'll keep it,"
Sheila shouted. Ross and Lightning didn't object, knowing that every argument was futile.
"What's going on?"
Stinky came out of the house, still munching some nuts.
"Cool,"
and pointed at the pendant now hanging at her neck.
"Can we go now? Ross said the city's close and I'm far from satisfied from the couple of nuts Ross had brought."
Grumbling, Sheila followed the others as they made their way towards Chicago. The sun was setting as the friends reached the outskirts of the city.
"I'm still hungry,"
Stinky stated.
"Oh, come on, Stinky,"
Ross responded.
"I was the one flying around the whole time, looking for the route to the city. I even got you at least something to eat, so don't annoy us."
"Ha! Some nuts aren't enough for me. Follow me, I think I sniff food."
Stinky raced off into a dark alley, ignorant of the others telling him to stop. They ran after him as he disappeared in the shadows.
"Stinky!"
Lightning shouted, overtaking the others as he sprinted ahead, his hoofs clopping on the pavement. He approached an overthrown trash can with Stinky digging through the content.
"Woo!"
Lightning turned his head away from the stench and looked at the others.
"That stinks almost as bad as Stinky himself."
They nodded as Stinky found his way out of the trash can.
"You have no idea of the deliciousies."
"Stop it, or I'll throw up, Stinky,"
Sheila said.
"But look at that! Meow."
She approached the trash, pulling something out of it with her claw. The others had no clue what she was doing. It was too dark.
"It's a map,"
Sheila exclaimed.
"I don't see anything,"
Ross commented.
"But then again, I don't have cat eyes."
"Well, I found the doctor's address on here. Let's go."
Sheila headed off, the others following her. The houses got dilapidated, the streets narrower, as they made their way to the doctor's residence. It was surrounded by walls and a big metal gate was the only entrance. Luckily, it was half opened, and the friends managed to get inside. Suddenly, a hidden trapdoor opened, and they fell down onto a metal floor, the trapdoor closing over their heads. It was dark and silent. The only noise was their movement as they got up, trying to detect where they were.
"Quiet!"
ordered Lightning as Stinky began to wail.
"I don't see anything,"
commented Ross.
"But I do,"
said Sheila.
"There's not much in here. Meow."
"How could you possibly see something in the darkness? I mean, even your cat eyes won't help if there's no light at all,"
said Ross.
"I think it's the amulet. Meow. What else could it be?"
answered Sheila. Indeed, the pendant seemed to glow just a tiny bit, as did her eyes.
"Then find us a way out of here. I don't like this place,"
nagged Stinky.
"Yes, I will look around, but you should stay here and not move. Meow. We're lucky we didn't activate the alarm yet. Meow.
Sheila went away, looking for a light switch. She found one next to an open door, but instead of hurrying to flick the switch, she looked around once more. She mentioned a thin wire hanging over the floor in the doorway. She followed the wire. It led to an alarm bell next to the ceiling.
Good that I didn't touch that,
thought Sheila. She went back to the door and activated the light. She returned to the others as the light slowly got brighter in the room. The room was empty except for the metal floor, walls and ceiling. The door was heavy and lockable from outside, but it was open now. The tripwire was still hard to see, so Sheila warned the others and they carefully stepped over it, going deeper into the doctor's metal maze. Whined Stinky.
This place makes me feel bad.
After everyone had recognized this warning, every single sign of life disappeared rapidly from their faces. Especially Stinky tried his best to control his emotions and his terrible fear. But unfortunately, he wasn't able to fulfill this intention. Everybody's focus of attention was on the red light of the smoke detector. At first, they could take a deep breath since no kind of danger-bringing noise was audible. But this early impression changed within a few silent seconds. The metal floor began to tremble terribly. Sheila was convinced that a lonely person, probably the furious man in the white coat, which would be the worst case for their friends, was approaching on the other side of the heavy and open door. Suddenly Stinky whispered,
"Indeed, Sheila, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but the doctor is about to come closer and closer."
Now they were forced to make plans how to survive this risky disaster.
"Hey guys, calm down right now. Don't forget that we all have superpowers. As long as we support each other, none of us can get into trouble. So stand up, fight, and keep our mission in mind. Let's show this idiot that nobody should ever pick a quarrel with the inhabitants of the colorful rainbow farm nearby Chicago. It's worth the struggle. Let's go, my mates."
The four friends were so close to destroying the doctor's utopia of a chemistry of evil things or animal incorporation on the area of their wonderful farm. They were sure that this place would again be in the hands of the beloved farmer Rye. A couple of moments passed. Stinky, who carried all the weight on his shoulders, just stared at his legs, without a spark of hope in his eyes. Sheila did as well. She couldn't explain why, but somehow a world-moving idea came to her mind while looking at the light bulb. She already felt upcoming power in her razor-sharp claws.
"Why the hell don't we use our superpowers?"
Lightning cried. As a reaction on these words, Sheila started to hiss and took over the leadership of the Fellowship of Rainbow Farm. Meanwhile, the sound of their enemy's footsteps got to the highest level. From now on, Sheila, followed by the others, only focused on the red blinking light. With one strong blow, she ruined the smoke detector. The first step was done. Lightning gained courage once again. Against everyone's expectations, the electricity system of the house 36B in Hyde Park broke down. This was caused by the destroyed smoke detector. Darkness filled the room and every source of light was gone. Suddenly, a tall silhouette appeared in the doorframe. It was Dr. Tommy Grouch himself, who was about to enter the dark room. The animals couldn't believe their eyes. None of them knew how to deal with this confrontation. They immediately started to make a scary noise, but it had no impact on Mr. Grouch, who headed towards the animals. So obviously, the first plan totally failed. But Stinky knew what a proper black and white-shaped skunk had to do in such a situation. He quickly warned his colleagues, they stepped aside, and 1 second later, he provoked an enormous earthquake with his unique weapon called Butt. Like intended, the doctor lost his balance and hit the hard and cold ground. His head touched the floor and fainted. There came the opportunity to escape.
Let's flee, my friends. Run as fast as you can.
Lightning shouted.
No, just one thing. It's our duty to put an end to this.
Ross shouted. He fossilized the evil man laying on the ground. With this action, the farm was actually saved. The animals felt satisfaction like never before.
Now we have proved once again that you should never underestimate the power of Rainbow Farm. I don't know whether you feel the same, but I really miss our place. Let's get on our way back home. Furthermore, I'm very interested in Rai's current state of health.
Lightning mentioned.
Oh, you're so right, dude.
Ross added. So after all, they went back to their farm. This trip took some time, but finally, they got home in an excellent mood. A few days later, Rai beat his disease and everyone was doing well again. Unfortunately, all the animals gradually lost their superpowers, with one exception. Lightning was still proud of his majestic unicorn. His uniqueness was so great that he won many competitions and Farmer Rai got very wealthy.
Oh, what a pity, poor pig!